Hello, 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 folks, and welcome to this month's edition of Talking Club. As always, I'm joined with Neil, and I think for a moment there, he thought that I had forgot the title of our podcast.
You'd forgot the title.
Is that not what was going through your
mind?
Yeah,
I was kind of thinking, like, we only do this, what, once a month. It's the only podcast that you actually do. But you always seem to struggle to remember why you're here. Why are you here, Aileen?
I think that's a question that's much bigger than this podcast can cover. Why are any of us here, Neil? It's one of those life-altering, confirming, existential questions. Do we really want to get into that in a Talking Club podcast?
Well, we could cover the secret behind the creation of the universe and all of that kind of stuff as well, but that's probably getting a little bit...
Could we? You and I could cover the secret of the creation of the universe. Wow, I'm even smarter than I thought I was.
Well, I was kind of hoping you could cover that, right? Because it's your podcast, so I would be kind of expecting you to have done all the research, etc. And maybe have some kind of spreadsheet with a percentage score as to what was the most likely state of events. Goodness, we're venturing into territory here, folks. That, how did this happen?
Well, maybe if I'd had more than a few moments' notice, I might have been able to come up with this spreadsheet, but hey ho.
I'll tell you what then, let's just turn things down a bit. Let's kind of rein things back a little bit and let's just talk about your universe, Aileen. Let's just talk about Talking Club.
So that's all that's in my universe is Talking Club.
Well, let's just go on the basis, like, for the next 10, 15 minutes. that's what you should be focusing on.
Yeah, but focusing on something and that being my universe are two entirely different things. But seeing as how we're here today to talk about club, let's do just that. We're going to start, as always, with the delayed drum roll, which tells us that we're going to do the scores on the doors.
That's the scores on the doors, folks. Aileen, what are the scores on the doors?
Yeah. Would you like to start with the big total, or would you like me to build you up with some of the subsets?
Yeah, let's flip it round. Build us up with some of the subsets. Is that how you describe it? Yeah, build us up with some of the subsets.
I believe that's how I described that. Whether or not that's the actual word, the appropriate word that should be used in this context, I don't know. No, what it is now.
It makes sense to me.
So I'm also going to do the subsets in the reverse order.
Oh, okay.
So Ask Me Anything videos, 16.
Okay.
Number of hours?
Go for
20
it.
20 and a half.
Okay.
Said in the football style. Product reviews.
This is like the.
Yeah, it's when they do the final scores, like the roundup on the football telly, isn't it? They go, Charlton Athletic, 5. Tottenham Hotspur.
They won.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Right, keep going then.
Right.
Okay.
So product reviews, 43. Number of hours, 39 and a half. Talking Bat, 58. Number of hours, 70. Business skills, we've broken the 39 barrier. We're now at 41. Number
Whoa.
Of hours,
41. How many hours?
60. Just Whoa. Your age.
That's a lot of rubbish, folks. Okay, that's a lot of rubbish.
Yeah. Ecology non-bats.
Go for it.
Just my age, 47.
Sorry. I need a drink. Well, I've got water.
Number of hours, 64 and a half. And here comes the biggie. Oh, I was thinking about it. Bats, 133 videos with a staggering 177 hours. Woohoo!
That's a lot of bats.
That's a lot of bats.
Yeah, yeah.
So, all in all, our fabulous grand total, as of today, there are 389 videos. That's more than one a day for a year. That's more than a year's worth of watching one video a day, even.
Please, anybody listening to this, as much as we want you to be a fan of Batability Club and visit the Batability Club training portal, please don't do it one a day for the next year. Okay, that's not necessary. That's not necessary. Okay.
But it would give you 48 and a half hours of viewing.
What would give you 48 and a half hours of viewing?
The 389 videos.
No, it can't be 48 and a half hours. That's
418 and a half. It's going well, folks. It's going well. Well, if we just start again.
No, no, it's okay. I like it like this. I like it like this. Okay. It's look, folks. Look, I think now's the time to put our hands up and say, we don't rehearse this.
I think they've maybe sussed that out.
And generally speaking, the quality of our training webinars
is much better than our Talking Club podcast.
It's much better than our Talking Club podcast, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Where are we going now, Ailey?
Oh, where are we going? That is the question. Right, I am going to give you, I know you're studying what we've just done this month, but I'm going to ask you what your one to watch is from the content that we've produced in March.
I'm going to maybe make a suggestion here, okay? Because this has been a little bit of a long-running point of tension between us, yeah? And I know how we call it the one to watch, yeah?
Yeah, which means you choose one. Well, you don't get to name every other piece of content that was produced for that month.
Yeah, so I totally get that. So I'm thinking a little bit of a rebrand.
I think there may be discussion.
Okay, so I'm thinking instead of one to watch, how about two to view or three to see?
You know, this is how he's trying to buy himself some time to think of just one thing to watch or how he can mention every other webinar that was done this month.
So we're not going for two to view.
We're not going for two to view.
Or three to see.
We're not going for three to see. Or four. And we're definitely not going for four. One to watch, two to view and three to see.
Or four to adore.
No. Now.
I've got more.
Yes, we know you've got more. We just don't want it.
Okay, I'll stop.
So now that you've stalled and bought yourself all this extra time, one to watch.
Okay, right. Earlier this week, we did a webinar on night vision.
A webinar?
What did I say?
A webinar.
So that was a hybrid of a video and a webinar. Okay. That has to catch on. That's going to be something that people are going to start saying.
A webinar.
Okay. Right. So we did a webinar on night vision aids and how to set them up for emergent surveys, bearing in mind what the most recent BCT guidelines advise us to do. Now, I thought that was going to be a pretty highly sought after webinar. And I was astonished how many people actually tuned into that live. Even by our normal standards, the number of people watching that live, participating in that webinar, asking questions, giving their thoughts, opinions, etc., etc., was absolutely fabulous. It did mean that it ended up being potentially one of the longest webinars we've ever done in club, and that's saying something. But folks, if there was one to watch,
that wasn't it.
If there's one to watch and you don't have time to watch BBC
No.
Okay, that's the one.
Okay, excellent. Moving swiftly on before he tries to get anything else in there about what last month's content. We're going to take a delve this month again back into the portal and have a closer chat about some of the other areas which are non-bats. So this month we're going to look at the business skills part of the portal.
Yeah, and since we're talking non-bats, a random word has just come to me. You didn't see that, folks, but I winked into the microphone. That random word is negotiation. Oh. Right. So we're going to look in more detail into the business skills webinar. Is that what you want me to do, Ian?
Yes, please.
Okay. So the business skills portal on the Bat Ability Club training site is extensive. It covers so many different business skills subjects. As I think you mentioned earlier in the session, we're up to 41 webinars now in that part of the portal.
We are.
Yeah. And this, I can't even begin to give you all of the titles, folks, but everything from communication skills, presentation skills, sales skills.
Negotiation.
Random word of the month, folks. Negotiation skills.
You didn't see the wink.
Sorry, I did the wink again there, folks. I keep forgetting this isn't on camera. That's part of the problem. Yeah, so everything like that. Lots of stuff like that in that business skills portal. And it's all to do with the kind of stuff that someone working in the ecology sector at whatever level, from new entrant through to business leader, might want to find out a bit more information on regarding non-technical subjects. So business-related skills, soft skills, all that kind of stuff. And how many hours do we have in that area of the portal?
Just your age, 60.
I'm not biting. That's 60 hours of business-related training, folks. And none of that's got anything to do with bats, but it's all got to do with running successful businesses or being a successful part of a team.
Excellent. Right, so we're now going to turn our attention to looking at the club content that we're going to be producing for you in April. So this month we're going to start with two new pieces of content for our Talking Bat interview series. First of all, we will be talking bat with James Shipman. Okay, Neil has nothing to say about that one.
Absolutely. Yes.
Excellent. We're definitely doing that one then, folks.
No, absolutely yes. I've covered all the bases there. I wasn't appreciative of the fact that you were
that asking. I was giving you room to speak.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Already done the interview with James, a brilliant interview, found out so much more about him than what I knew before. Really, really interesting character, very well known in the UK bat scene, especially for his research and training activities, and elsewhere in other parts of the world as well. So really did enjoy talking to James Shipman.
And slightly differently, we are talking bird as well with Dr. Mark Avery.
Okay, wow. I would imagine many, many people will be aware of Mark Avery and various books that he's authored, articles he's written, blogs he's produced, and his activities as a wildlife campaigner. I didn't know Mark at all before we did the interview, which we recorded last week, I think it was. And again, just another amazing talking interview. Thank you, Mark and James, for both of those interviews this month.
Excellent. So the first of Neil's two webinars this month is The Gift That Keeps on Giving, another B BCT survey guidelines, this time looking at a review of recent updates.
Look, about 2 weeks ago, I think I announced on camera that if I never had to do another webinar to do with these BCT guidelines ever again, I would be perfectly happy. And then about 3 days later, BCT produced various bits of information regarding little bits of wordings that are being reviewed and Q&As and stuff like that. And I thought, because we've talked so much about the guidelines in the past, we've kind of got to keep going and let our club audience be aware of what's been recently announced and produced by BCT. So yeah, folks, the gift that keeps on giving, BCT survey guidelines, a review of recent updates.
And then following that, on the 8th of April, we've got one of our product reviewers back with us, Al Milano, but this time he's not doing a product review at all. He is going to be doing microscopy.
See, before you even said that word, I was just thinking to myself, this is going to be interesting.
How would you say it, Neil?
Yeah, I would say it exactly the same way that you attempted to say it, okay?
Which time, the first or the second time I said it?
I would be happy with either or both of those.
Okay, so it's that, and he's going to be taking a closer look at pond water samples.
Yeah, so Al's back, but this time, I mean, he has now and again done webinars for us that are not product reviews, and this most certainly falls into that category. And this is, something that we haven't really delved into the depths of as yet. You see what I did there?
Yeah.
Delved into the depths of the pond.
Yeah, got it.
Okay.
Moving swiftly on, folks. 16th of April sees us joined by somebody else who has presented before on our webinars, Hal Starkey. He's going to be giving us an insight on his Batlure project and understanding the effectiveness of this.
Absolutely. I think that title pretty much says it all. But if you don't know what any of that means, that then gives you another reason to listen into that webinar.
Neil, then you're back on your own on the 25th of April to give us some night vision aids video analysis.
Yeah, so this follows on from the one to watch that I was forced to recommend a few minutes ago. And this time we're looking at the next part of the process. You've gathered all of this video footage from a site. You've now taken it back to the office and it needs to be viewed, reviewed, whatever. So we're going to be talking about many, as we see it, the various considerations that you should be thinking about as to things like, do you watch it manually? Do you watch it speeded up? Do you put it through artificial intelligence? All this kind of stuff. That's what we're going to be doing on the 25th of April.
And then rounding up our April webinars for us, we have acoustic camouflage with Professor Mark Holderoid.
Yeah, so Mark is internationally recognised for his research into acoustic camouflage, his work on bioacoustics, his work on moths and various other things that relate to acoustic camouflage. And he has agreed to come on and do a webinar about some of his research at the end of April. Yeah.
So lots to look forward to in April, even after the Easter eggs have been chomped.
Am I getting an Easter egg?
That's not what I said.
Oh, okay. Suddenly you had my attention.
Right, so thanks once again to all our wonderful Batability Club members. Lots here in April for you to enjoy, as well as, of course, a back catalogue of videos in the portal. If you're not already a Batability Club member and would like to find out more, then please check us out at batability.co.uk or follow the link in the show notes. Neil, if you'd like to say bye-bye to all our wonderful listeners.
Bye-bye to all of our wonderful listeners. Aileen, if you'd like to say the same.
The same.
Oh, man. I don't know who's the bigger challenge. But, you know, I mean, do I challenge you more than you challenge me? This is the question. Answers on a postcard, folks. Over to you, Eileen, just to close things off.
Excellent. Thanks for listening, folks, and we'll catch up with you soon. Bye.